Doesn't matter who you are or where you're from. Get swiping, clicking, and tapping. Yeah. Get us on demand now. Yeah. Just search Ash London Live. It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans. Woo! From the sound of the underground to the beats on the streets and everything in between. From the air to the ground and streaming across the globe. Unlock, plug in, turn up. Ash London Live, baby.
What a night to be alive. Happy Thursday, beautiful humans. Thank you so much for sticking around after Husey and Kate to hang out with me, Ash London. Here on Ash London Live, we have got so much other good stuff for you guys tonight. We're going to be chatting to the likes of Five Sauce and Zed. And if you want to win some stuff, I mean, how does a trip around the west coast of the USA sound? Yeah, pretty bloody good. Thanks to our mate to Bus About for that one. Keep listening for tonight's buzz track. Draco will tell you how you can win that one. And fans of US five-piece pop group Why Don't We, keep listening and make sure you register your details at ashlondonlive.com because we're giving away more tickets to our Live and Up Close with the Boys. But hey, I reckon we just get straight into it, do what we do best, and play some brand new music.
Ash London Loves.
This is a really cool pop track. It is from Leonie. I believe she's got some German roots, but is now making Australia home. She won like a German version of Australian Idol or The Voice or something like that, which is how so many of our today's pop stars making waves in the world. This is a really, really cool track with a really great video. Get around it. Her name is Leonie. This is Boots making its premiere on Ash London Live.
Come on! RB Fridays Live. Let's go!
Hey, Eve. How you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. And excited for you and the whole of Australia that you are going to be here in November for pretty much 3 weeks to R&B Fridays Live.
I know. I'm excited. I'm really excited. It's actually, I think it'll be the longest time. I've been a few times, but I think this will be the longest time consecutively that I'll be there.
Well, you're coming in November, which is like the start of our summer. It's like end of spring, start of summer. So it is going to be good weather. Yes. You'll be able to hit the beach. You'll be able to like suntan by the pool.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I'm excited.
So you have been?
I've actually never been to the beach. While I've been in Australia.
Oh, really?
I've been there a bunch of times and I've never made it to the beach. So I have to do that this time.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you're here for so long, but you're going to have a lot of time off. What are you looking forward to doing? That's definitely the first thing, hitting the beach.
Definitely the beach. My husband is actually coming too, so, and he's never been to Australia. So we have to figure out something to do, some fun stuff to do.
Well, what does an Eve day off look like? Are you into like the zoo, the aquarium, mani-pedis, just hanging out doing nothing?
Pretty much hanging out and shopping and coffee. That's probably my favorite. I kind of have to do the cliche stuff, I feel like, which it sounds funny to say cliche. It's amazing, like going to see the kangaroos and going to the zoo, like that kind of stuff.
Totally.
So I definitely have to do that.
Now, you're coming for R&B's Fridays Live 2018. Usher is coming, T-Pain, Salt-N-Pepa, yeah. Trey Songz, Fat Man Scoop, Estelle. Do you know anyone else on the lineup? Are you friends with them?
Yeah, Usher just did a car rally that I did. My husband does a car rally every year, and this year was from London to Japan, and Usher was actually just on it, and I've known him for years. I know Estelle, I love her, she's just a great person. Pretty much everybody on the lineup I've at least met. If I don't really know them, I've at least run into them at some point. And my birthday is around that time.
Oh my gosh.
So who knows?
You could go and have like a girls' night birthday dinner and drinks with Estelle and Salt-N-Pepa and you. That could be fun. Just spitballing ideas here.
That could be fun.
Yeah.
That could be fun.
Have you started planning your like set list yet for the performance? Are we going to get like old school Eve, new stuff, mix of both?
It'll probably be a mix of stuff that people know already for sure, obviously. And then definitely some new stuff. I've been recording for the last few months, so it'll definitely be some new stuff. And yeah, the set's pretty much there. So I'm excited though. I'm excited for people to see the show.
And is an Eve show the kind of thing that's like lots of costume changes, backup dancers? Like Maya, when Maya was here in the first year, she wore a different wig every night. Is it like wig changes? What does an Eve show look like?
Wow. I'm not focused on there's definitely great fashion because I love fashion, but it's more focused on the performance.
Yeah.
Like, and having fun with the crowd. that's how I love interacting with the crowd, and I love the crowd to feel like they're part of the show. It's more about that. There'll definitely be a change somewhere just because you have to.
Oh, you got it.
Like, I feel like you have to do it.
Well, Fat Man Scoop 2 years ago did a twerking competition with the audience. Is that like, is that what you're talking about, audience participation?
No. No.
A bit more like tame, a bit more tame and calm.
Listen, I'm not mad at anybody else doing it. It definitely won't be for me, but if anybody else wants to do it, that's totally fine.
Well, Eve, we cannot wait to see you for R&B Fridays Live. It's happening in November, so August, September, October, like basically 3.5 months. It'll fly by.
I know. It's going to go by fast. I know. I'm excited. I can't wait to get there.
Well, we will see you very soon, and have a safe flight coming over. We can't wait.
Thank you.
Get your tickets for R&B Fridays Live before they sell out. rnbfridayslive.com.au to see this.
Hey, what's up? This is Dean Lewis.
Well, a massive welcome back to the Ashline and Live studio, Dean Lewis.
Draco, thanks for having me back so soon.
Yeah, you weren't here that long ago.
Like 5 weeks
maybe
ago.
Maybe a month, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, really, really recently.
I think it was when Be Alright had come out.
Exactly, and I was, that's right, and I was really nervous, and I think this is like one of the first interviews I'd done with Ash, and I was like, oh, yeah, I didn't know what the song would do. I didn't know if it was good. I thought it was good, but I'm excited. It's been mind-blowing, everything that's been happening.
I'm surprised you're here, to be honest. After this morning, your photo that you post on Instagram of you deceased, like you're literally dead, passed away.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man.
You sold out the tour in like 3 minutes.
Yeah, Sydney and Melbourne sold out like literally in 3 minutes. And I remember the last tour that I had, to put in perspective, was I did the Factory Theatre and it sold out a week before. Like it was, and this was out on sale for months. So it's really cool, man. I can't believe it sold out so quickly. I feel so lucky.
Well, of course it sold out. We believed in you.
You guys did, yes.
And so definitely. Now you've got some new dates that go on sale again tomorrow.
Yeah, there's new, we're announcing there's new dates that go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. for Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane. And it's amazing. It's amazing.
Ash and I literally the other week, because we're obsessed with Be Alright.
Yeah.
Because we love, not making fun of, but we love singing along because you sing it so Australian.
Oh, right.
Oh, we're obsessed with it.
You know, I've heard you and Ash talking about it.
About
on the radio.
How Australian?
And even when Be Alright's on, like you guys just, I hear you talking it up and it's so cool. So it's,
we make it really like Steve Irwin. It'll be alright. It's our favourite game.
Yeah, you know what? I guess it's a risk when you put mate in a song. Like it can go two ways. It can be like, but it's been received well.
It's going to be really funny when you go to like Germany or somewhere. They'll be singing it with an Australian accent.
Yeah. Then you hear that actually, like people with thick accents can like sing a song just like super English dude or like American or whatever. It's gonna be cool.
Well, speaking of selling out shows in Germany, you've sold out three in Germany.
Oh, it's crazy. It's just like people in Germany and people around the world were like sending me, as soon as the song came out, they were sending me covers of them playing the song.
Oh, wow.
So it's like an indicator is like when a song is doing well and people like it, they cover it. But yeah, it's gonna be cool to go to Germany and Amsterdam and London.
You're going to be like David Hasselhoff. You know how the Hoff is huge in Germany?
That'd be sick.
And all he ever does is like one show a year in Germany, makes all the cash he needs for a year, then doesn't do anything else.
I've been in Germany a few times. I love it. So, I'd totally be Hasselhoff.
I'm obsessed with the video that you put on your Instagram of you giving your hoodie to your mum and then your dog rips it out of her hands.
Oh, you can't plan that.
Yeah. The greatest video. And because my mum's dog is also called Billy.
Oh, right.
Your mum screaming at the dog. I was like, it's like watching a video of my own mum.
They gave me a hoodie early. Yeah. We're selling it Splendor
like
and
merch,
I.
Right?
It was like merch. Yeah. And my mum kept calling me saying, I want the hoodie. And I brought it over and I was filming giving it to her. And as I gave it to her, my mum's dog grabbed the hoodie out of her hands. She had to play this tug of war with the dog. And it was the best video I've ever got.
But he grabs it and she goes, Billy!
Yeah.
And that's the end of the video.
That pitch is exactly the pitch that's how high she went. That was it. Yeah.
It's the great. It's so funny.
I should repost it for like, just for likes.
Yeah, just for lols.
For lols, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, it's Thursday. You could post a throwback Thursday.
Throwback Thursday.
To the time my dog ripped my hoodie out of my mum's hands.
That's a good idea.
The Be Alright video is with some serious acting from you.
Yeah.
Because you're like the happiest person. You're like so nice and you like hug everyone when you say hello.
Yeah.
There's some like serious pissed off face in the video.
Yeah, we shot that in Mexico and it was actually pretty cool. Like they drove us out to these hills. We had to actually have security with us and I was like, why? Like armed security, and they were like, apparently there was bandits on the road. I don't know if they were just trolling me, but it was apparently, it was pretty cool.
I think it's probably pretty shady in the middle of nowhere in Mexico.
It was middle of nowhere, and it was really cool, and this actress is like, she's like a big deal in Mexico, and I was like when they'd stop recording, she'd go off in the corner and wouldn't talk to anyone because she was trying to stay in that. So I had to step up my game, you know what I mean? And you know I'm an incredible actor, right?
Really good actor.
I'm incredible. But that's the one thing I can do, like when I play the piano, it's like I can just like, I can go, I've got two things, it's like me or sad, like getting that sad mode.
So I
just kind of slipped into that.
So tomorrow, 10 a.m., more tickets. Are they all the same venues?
Yeah. Metro, the Triffid in Brisbane, is that it? And the Croxton in Melbourne. Just those, we're just doing three.
Three extra.
Yeah, the East Coast extras.
Make sure you get your tickets before they all sell out again. DeanLewisMusic.com. Thanks for hanging out. Dean, we love you.
Draco, always great to see you. Thanks for having
me. We're going to play Be All Right now.
Thank you very much.
Do you want to introduce it for Australia?
My name's Dean Lewis, and this is my song, Be Alright.
The number one song in the country right now on the ARIA official charts. Here it is, playing on Ash London Live.
Relive everything online now. Just search Ash London Live on social.